Let's just remind ourselves how Jim Wells, our health minister in Northern Ireland, delivered these comments last night, the gusto with which he spoke. Let's have a listen to this.
Is in a loving, stable marital relationship. The facts show that. The facts show that certainly you don't bring a child up in a homosexual relationship, that a child is far more likely to be abused or neglected.
John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Stephen.
Your reaction today?
Well, hugely disappointed, as you can imagine, Stephen, but not surprised. We've seen comments like this from the DUP. We've particularly seen comments like this from the Health Minister before. I think what we're seeing different here, which has
well,
to
we haven't.
Is that the Minister has apologised. I think what we've seen is one of his DUP Assembly colleagues coming out and moving away from the comment that Jim Wells has made. So I think there are positives in reflection to this. I think we also have to reflect on the debate that we've had over the last number of months, particularly around the conscience clause, where we've heard members of the DUP calling for trust, calling for respect of differing views. Well, surely it's reasonable to ask for the same from the other side. The DUP, who are proposing a conscience clause, surely they need to show respect of the LGBT community. And it's something that has been hugely lacking over, as Chris mentioned, right back to the Save Ulster from Sodomy campaign. Jim Wells has apologised to an extent, but he hasn't clarified that he doesn't believe this to be the case. And this is the same minister who's spending public money without evidence to uphold a ban on gay men donating blood. The same minister who's refusing to bring forward adoption guidance so that adoption agencies actually can't follow the letter of the law. So there's no real surprise in the comments that are being made, but the fact that he has apologised, I think, shows a change in our society here in Northern Ireland. And the huge public outcry that we've seen last night, that we're seeing this morning, shows that our society is moving on quicker than some of our politicians, and it's about time they caught up.
Yeah, but you're right. He has apologised. And indeed, the DUP, there's no one coming on supporting Jim Wells this morning. The DUP aren't coming on at all, John Doherty, which is quite rare for the DUP not to participate in this programme. So maybe the apology should be enough.
Well, I think, you know, we need to have a wider conversation. Again, the DUP in recent months have been calling for further conversations, for reasonable accommodations, for the need for trust and respect between different communities. I looked last night and saw that Jim Wells has blocked the Rainbow Project and me, myself, on Twitter. They won't come on to the radio this morning and have this discussion. You can't throw these type of comments out, apologise, and then run and hide. These are important issues for our society. The DUP are the largest party in the North. They hold the First Minister position, have responsibility for equality issues here in Northern Ireland. They need to come out and have this conversation. They need to have the debate. They need to have that in a reasonable and respectful way. And they need to be open to listening and learning about the experiences of our community. We can't forget that hate crimes are still a huge issue for so many minority groups, not least of all LGBT people, that homophobia is a huge impact, that multinational companies across the world are today saying that they will not come to countries where LGBT equality is not recognised. This is hugely harmful for people living here in Northern Ireland.
But I repeat also what I said at the beginning of this programme. We need to very, very quickly hear from the DUP, from the DUP leader, Peter Robinson, and the Health Minister for Northern Ireland, Jim Wells, where this evidence is to link people who are in non-stable marriage situations, gay or straight, to child abuse. Now, these are not my words. These are the words of our health minister. He is saying that people in non-stable marriage situations, be they gay or straight, this is when he clarified his remarks. These remarks in themselves need questioned and need clarification. What evidence is he citing to say that? Is he talking, for example, about single parents? Is that the definition of a non-stable situation?
Well, I'm glad to see.
Is he talking about divorce situations? Are those people more likely to be child abusers? Who is the DUP talking about? Where is the research to back it up? And why are these issues being fed out in statements without the backup of citing research? To the DUP this morning, who are sitting up in their headquarters today listening to this, put someone up in this programme, tell the public the research, reassure the public you're not talking about them when you tell some of them that they're likely to be, they're more likely to be child abusers.
I think it's great to hear Jim Wells referring to same-sex couples' relationships as marriages, and I hope he remembers that on Monday when he has an opportunity to vote for equal marriage in Northern Ireland. But I think you're right, Stephen. I know there is no evidence. There's no evidence to back up the comments made by Jim Wells or those backed up by the DUP. But they need to come out. They need to answer the questions that the public have in relation to this. And I think we're seeing outcries, not just from the expected communities, but we're seeing it from people right across Northern Ireland, not least of all from one of his Assembly colleagues, distancing herself from these comments. There is no evidence which would reflect this. Yes, no one...
There's got to be, because the DUP, the biggest party in Northern Ireland, and the Health Minister were hardly just farm that out without evidence. So let's see it. Let's see it.
Well, I believe there is no evidence, and I think lots of decisions are made in Northern Ireland in relation to LGBT people without evidence. I think the blood ban is a perfect example of that. The refusal to change the position around adoption is an example of that as well. The refusal to bring forward equal marriage is an example of that as well. So I think evidence doesn't necessarily come into it when you're talking about such fundamental views that have been held by that party for decades.
The DUP's Pam Cameron is who you were referring to earlier. She has said that she disagrees with Jim Wells and disassociates herself from these comments.